Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
617-779-7937. We'll lead things off with Kelly in Amherst, who has a thought on the Patriots. Hi, Kelly.
Christian, my man, what's up? I haven't talked to you since Thanksgiving. Real quick, I just want to mention, I did go through New York, Philly, Baltimore, and Charlotte on my trip. I listened to sports radio in every one of them. We can't cover all that, but just to drop, listening to the New York people bitch about how bad both of their teams are right now. It was unbelievably fun, and it just makes it that much more fun now to be the Patriots. I don't know whether the dynasty's back. You know what you're saying? We can't get too excited. They haven't done anything yet. You got that part right, definitely. But, dude, with Drake the Snake in the backfield, I'm telling you, he's got quicks like Julian Edelman. The way he can get away, like he doesn't have that breakout speed, but the way he can just get away, his reflexes are insane. You know, I'm watching that Giants game. There's one time where they had three guys right on him. He just goes, jeeks out, you know, gets away. I think it is absolutely on the table for these Patriots to go all the way and win this Super Bowl. But a little bit wet blanket, I will say, maybe we should wait till then before we start getting excited about how the dynasty's back. But I'm with you, dude. This team, sky's the limit, and I'm really pumped. That's all I got.
Thanks, Kelly. Good stuff.
You excited?
They're having a tough time in New York. It's tough in the Big Apple right now. The Jets, but I mean, I don't know what they expected, but blow up the team. I mean, that's going to happen. The Giants, more was expected from these Giants, I think. Not much more. I don't think anyone expected them to be a playoff team. And they have had some plucky losses, you know, where they looked pretty good, but they still lost. That thing on Monday, I think that broke a lot of New York fans. It definitely broke the overnight guy at FAN. That guy's up there crying about a play. He didn't have to do it. Yeah, okay. I guess not, but he did. And Jackson Dart didn't have a problem with it. So
that's bull.
Not sure why you do there, McGonagall. Anyway, back to the phones. Let's go to Aaron, who is up in the great state of Maine. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
First of all, just want to say great show. Listen to you every night on the way home. Sure. Great takes. I just want to say it's ridiculous, the people that are saying, you know, if we don't win a Super Bowl, we haven't really done anything, you know, and it's like a broken season. I mean, I think we need to take a moment and just realize that we're kind of acting like spoiled kids.
Yes. Yes, I am.
If we're not winning a Super Bowl, it's nothing. Like, we have went through 3 years of basically crap. And to have the season we've had and have the reason to cheer that we've had, and if we make a run in the playoffs, you know, even if it doesn't end in a Super Bowl, like, that's a heck of a year.
I'd agree. And thank you, Aaron. Thank you for the call. I'm not of the belief that making it to the Super Bowl and not winning would be a disappointment. I'm not even of the belief that making it to the AFC Championship game and not winning is a disappointment. If they don't make it to the AFC Championship game, I'll be disappointed. You're 11-2, okay? If you don't make it that far, then that means you will have been upset, probably, right? Like, I'm assuming that they're going to finish the year like 14-3, which is, even just to say it out loud, it's like 14-3. But that's probably it, you know, like 13-4 at the worst. At the worst. And I don't think that'll happen. I think they're going to split these next two and win the last two. Unless they, like, sit everybody. Unless they have it all cinched up against, who's the last one? Against the Dolphins or the Jets? I forget who. But, like, unless it's all completely cinched up and they decide to start Josh Dobbs that week, then, like, okay, fine. Yeah, and that last game against the Dolphins and they go 13-4. But that's, like, rock bottom. Pretty much what I consider from this point out to be, and just, you know, assuming that there's no big injuries or anything, but, like, you know, we've been checking off the boxes all season long. Oh, this one might be a lot. Nope, this one might be a lot. Now, okay, well, here we are, back to the Bills again. I'm not checking off a loss there. Ravens either. Ravens just got beat by the Bengals. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not scared of them. I'm not scared of anything. If you're the Patriots right now, who are you scared of? Team in the NFC, maybe? Yeah, okay, fine. There's some scary teams in the NFC. I'm not really that scared of them. I don't know how you can be. Like, you have Drake May. He's just, the teams are scared of him. He's scaring other people. Listen to the FAN. You know, listen to the overnight. They're terrified. They're petrified of this guy.
They're scared.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Mike is in Medway. Hey, Mike. Mike?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Hey, hey, Christian. Great job. Hey, I want to first agree with your point about Kraft showing the humility to fire Mayo after all the stuff he said. It would have been very easy for him to say, hey, let's give Gerard the start of the second year.
Sure.
And by then, they fires him six games in, and now Vrabel's gone somewhere else. But secondly, you mentioned roster and culture, and I'd also say coaching staff. Like, the Vrabel upgraded the coaching staff to such a level, and I think a lot of people are saying it, but I think it's like one of the rule three, like those coaches that he hired have helped make the roster better because they've evaluated the right talent. Like when they got rid of Peppers and other people that were names, people were shocked. But his coaches knew what he wanted to do. And so they kept the right people and they're coaching him up. And so when Will Campbell goes out, you know, the thing that Dario Moe held a lot better than he did last year. So I think the coaching piece is a big piece too.
Yeah, I agree with that, Mike. Thanks for the call. I'd even give that to Kraft a little bit, too, more so than Mike Vrabel, because I think Kraft was more the motivator for Josh McDaniels to come here than maybe Mike Vrabel was. I think Vrabel had his own guys. He had his own offense guys that, you know, he had in Tennessee or that he just, you know, that he liked and wanted to bring them in and brought some of them with him. Like, he talks about some of his offensive guys. Like, that's, you know, oftentimes when he gets asked about Josh McDaniels, he'll bring up these other guys. But I think that was, you know, it makes sense. Josh coached while Mike was here, I think, right? So that, you know, that makes sense that maybe he was looking somewhere else or that he had his own, you know, his own group. not part of the Bill Belichick coaching tree either, Mike Vrabel. Definitely not. And that, I think, was another part of this that was surprising. It's someone that they were familiar with, but it wasn't just, all right, bring in the next Bill disciple. No, he cut his teeth elsewhere. He cut his teeth at Ohio State. He came up and coached in Tennessee. Like, he sort of did his own thing. And you can tell already, just in the first 13 weeks, that if there was any influence from Bill Belichick, it is not very noticeable, right? I mean, there's some things that you can say are similar. No days off, no naps, like stuff like that. Some of the same kind of phrasing and maybe motivational tactics, but not even really that. Like, I'm not hearing a ton of bulletin board material and the disrespect and all that stuff. You don't hear a lot of that. He does motivate the players, but it doesn't really seem like he uses those same similar tactics that Bill did. And I'm not in the building. I don't really know that. I mean, Mega would probably know better than I would.
No days off!
Anybody else who covers the team could probably speak more to that than I could, but I don't hear a lot about that. I don't read a lot about how, yeah, it seems like Vrabel's really trying to mimic the Belichick anything, like anything. He got rid of all of Bill's players. He has a totally different outlook and attitude and everything. It's just, it's very, very different, and it's working. And that, I think, is a testament to him and also a testament to Robert Kraft. As for the list of players who won NFL MVP in their second pro season, I was reading Nick Goss on NBC Sports Boston. He had a piece on this today. I thought it was interesting. Every single one of these players is either a Hall of Famer already or will be after they retire. The list is players who won MVP in their second pro season. Number one, Jim Brown, my dad's favorite football player of all time. Browns in 1958. That was his second year. Earl Campbell, the Oilers, 1979. Dan Marino, who some of you may have heard of, quarterback, Dolphins, 84. Kurt Warner, Rams, 1999. The other two are playing right now. Not right now, this moment, but in the league right now. Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. Mahomes in 2018, Jackson in 2019. And we did this exercise recently, didn't we, about like ages of the MVPs? And how it's rare that you see, like, outside of Jackson and Mahomes, you have to go back a ways to find, like, young MVP. It's just, it doesn't happen that often. Rodgers was in his mid-20s. Breeze was a little bit later on in his career. Like, you know, it's a 23-year-old. That's outside of those 2 years with Mahomes and Jackson, which, you know, did happen pretty recently. But other than that, it's hard to find a lot of examples of that. But all of those guys, Hall of Fame. And this is, again, something that I am not guaranteeing Drake May is going to accomplish yet, because there is still time for things to go haywire, right? You never know what's going to happen. He hasn't really had, like, a bad game. You got to give him the grace for at least a bad game. Tom Brady every once in a while would have, like, a really bad, just a stinker, and you're like, ugh, what was that? You haven't really had one of those. You've had games that weren't as good as the other games, but like, you haven't had one where it's like, man, Drake May sucks. Like, he really sucks today. There was like the bad start to the Bengals game and other, you know, quarters and series and stuff where he didn't look great. But I don't think there's ever been one whole game where you're like, man, not this year anyway. Last year I'd have to go back and really look, but like this year I don't think there was one. Like, not a single one where I'm like, man, he really sucks today. And at the end of the game, I still thought that. Like, it's just, that hasn't happened. So I think you have to, at least in these final five games, a young player still very early in his career who has been remarkably consistent so far, it is still football, it is still the NFL, and there has to be some sort of allowance that the kid is going to go out there and lay an egg. Hasn't happened yet, but, you know, you'd rather it happen now than before the playoffs start. And I'm of the belief that that's a very, very reasonable thing to expect. And that could hurt his MVP chances. But really, I mean, that's it. There's not much else to really nitpick there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.